You're listening to Thursday Night Tailgate with Chris Mascaro and Bob Lazzari, where NFL legends live on. Back to you, boys.
It's him. He's alive.
And now back with us here on Thursday Night Tailgate in his regular weekly time slot is former Patriots Pro Bowl running back Tony Collins. And I'm Bob, I got to be honest with you. I'm just glad to see Tony's on the line here because after the last couple of weeks, goodness knows about his health and well-being. So, Tone, good to see you, my friend. How are you?
Tony shows.
I'm doing great, guys. How you guys doing?
Good, Tony.
Oh, we're good now. Tone, I got to ask, right? Patriots lost 2 weeks in a row, first time since 2002. They got 5 losses now for the first time since 2009, which I partially blame on you because after they lost once, you said they wouldn't lose again the rest of the season. And now they've lost 4 more times. But, boy, I tell you what, Tony, as you know, last week, I mean, I thought there's no way the Steelers are in this game. And I figured the Patriots would blow them out. And it was just not going to be, good, particularly when the Steelers lose to a team like the Raiders. But to figure that the Patriots only scored 10 against that Steeler defense, and what's going on, Tony? What's happening with your Patriots?
Hey, man, I wish I knew, man. Now we lost Josh Gordon. I'm glad we're in our division because if we were in another division, I'd be worried about us winning our division. So I'm going to tell you, I just don't really know what's going on, man. I know one thing. Tom Brady is looking old. So that's one thing, and I hopefully after this season, man, he'll hang it up because I don't want him to come in and try to play next year and look worse than he's looking right now.
Yeah, something's got to change for that offense, and I don't know that he's got a whole lot of weapons out there to throw to. But yeah, I think he and Gronk might want to think about what's next, what their next calling is, because maybe it's the end of the road. We'll see. So on to our picks from last week, and Tony, you and Bob had a decent week. You guys went 3-2. I was 2-3 because I went out on a limb and took the Cowboys over the Colts. You guys both went with Indy, so kudos to you guys. That didn't work out well for me. Obviously, we were all wrong in taking the Patriots over the Steelers. We were all wrong in taking the Chiefs over the Chargers, and we were right about the Bears over the Packers in that game, as well as the Vikings over the Dolphins. So 3-2 week for you guys, 2-3 week for me. Tony, that means you maintain a 1-game lead over Bob in the overall standings. You're 38-31-1. Bob is 37-22-1, and I am 36-23-1. So, you're 38-21-1, not 38-31-1. So you got a 1-game lead, still anybody's game with a couple of weeks left and then obviously into the playoffs. So still tight, but, you are, continue to maintain that lead. So you've been a front runner for most of the year. Don't let it, slip with a few weeks left to go, my friend.
I'll do my best.
Yeah. All right, so let's get into it. Our first game this week is the hanging by a thread 7-7 Redskins at the 8-6 Titans. The Titans are a 10-point home favorite. The over-under is 37.5. So, Tony, can a fourth-string quarterback like Josh Johnson, who, by the way, was scheduled to play for the San Diego Fleet in the American Alliance, the Alliance of American Football, now the starting quarterback from the Redskins, can he pull off another miracle? One last week over the Jags. Can he do it again over the Titans?
I'll tell you what. I'll take Josh Johnson over Mark Sanchez anyway. If you were saying Mark Sanchez was playing, I would definitely say that the Titans are going to win. But anyway, I don't even know where Josh Johnson came from, man. But good for him. Redskins, they're hanging on a thread. Going down to Tennessee. I just think that running attack just going to be a little bit too much for the Redskins, and I think Tennessee will pull it out in a close game. We'll go 27-24 Tennessee.
All right. Bob, what do you think?
Yeah, I'm with Tony, guys. I just think they're Henry and company are going to go, and Mariota's playing good. And I don't think the Redskins' defense good enough to slow this team down. And Tennessee's at home with the playoffs on the line here pretty much. They're going to win. So both teams have to win, but, you got to go with the team with the healthy quarterback and playing at home. So, yeah, Tennessee 30-20.
All right. And guys, I'm rooting like heck for Josh Johnson. What a great story it would be if he can step in and lead this team, not only to a win here, but into the playoffs. I mean, he got the win, like I say, got the win last week on the road in Jacksonville, a team that shut the Colts out 2 weeks ago. You know, nothing spectacular, 16-25, 151 in the touchdown. He ran for another 49 yards. Now, the Titans have won three in a row, albeit over the Jets, Jags, and Giants, but coming off a shutout win over the Giants last week. And can they do it again? Sure they can. Well, you know, but here's the thing. They're 27th in points scored, one spot above the Redskins, who have, been through four quarterbacks now. And the Redskins defense, 9th in the league in sacks, 8th in interceptions, and 2nd in forced fumbles. So you know what? I'm going against both of you guys. I'm going to believe in the Josh Johnson magic. And I'm going to take the Redskins to go into Nashville, get a huge win. I'm taking the Skins 20-17. We've got our next guest, Chris Dishman, hanging on the line. We're going to get to Chris here in just a minute. Our second game is the 8-6 Ravens going to the 11-3 Chargers. The Chargers are a 4.5-point home favorite, and the over-under is 43.5. So, Tony, the Chargers need a win to keep their hopes alive in the AFC West division and a hope for the number one seed. Can they do all of that? Because the Ravens also got the playoffs on the line for them. Who comes out with a W here?
Man, this is a tough one, man. Baltimore's going way out in California. Chargers are playing some good football. Ravens got a great defense, but I don't think the Ravens offense can keep up with the Chargers offense because the Chargers can put up some points, man. But defense is going to play well for Ravens, but I still got to go with Chargers for them being at home. We'll go Chargers 24-13 Chargers.
Okay. Bob, who do you like?
I'm in agreement with Tony again. I like L.A. at home. It's one of those deals where they'd love to have home field throughout the playoffs, and if they win, they got a shot. They got a shot at doing it, and the way they're playing, I just don't see even a defense as good as Baltimore being able to totally stop them. So I'm going to say at home, Chargers 28-20.
Okay. And guys, I'm with both of you. I like the Chargers in this game as well. You know, the Ravens defense is playing very, very well. It looks like they're going to go with Lamar Jackson going forward. He isn't lighting the world on fire, but you know what? He hasn't thrown a pick in his last three games. He's been accounting for about 200 yards in total offense between passing and running the ball. And the defense is keeping games close so they can, continue to win. But, there's just something charmed about this Chargers team this year. They seem to find ways to win. They shouldn't have beat the Steelers 2 weeks ago. They come back and win that game. They shouldn't have beat the Chiefs last week. They come back and win that one as well. So I'm going with the charmed life of the Chargers. I'm taking them 24-20. Our third game is the 10-4 Texans going to the 7-7 Eagles. The Eagles somehow are a 2.5-point home favorite in this one. The over-under is 46. So, Tony, can Nick Foles keep his magic going and get the Eagles a must-win this weekend?
Maybe they should have been starting Nick the whole time, man. What's going on? But, man, this game right here is a tough one to pick. Eagles playing at home. They got to win. Keep your playoff hopes alive. Texans, man, they got a good defense. I like their quarterback, Deshaun. Wow, man. I'm gonna go with the Texans coming in, Philly. I don't think Philly has enough right now. So we're gonna go Texas. We're gonna go 27-17, Houston.
Okay. Bob, who do you like in this one?
This, like Tony said, this may be the best game of the week and the one I'll be definitely watching. I'm a big Nick Foles believer. I mean, the guy's seen the big games and his back's against the wall here. I think he's going to do it again. In St. Nick, we believe is what they're saying in Philadelphia. I'm going to say Philadelphia at home can eke out this win 24-17, Philly.
Yeah, I'm with you, Bob. There's just, like, there's something special about the Chargers. There continues to be something special about Nick Foles when he starts for the Eagles. He comes in, gets a huge win on the road last week against the Rams. We didn't think that would happen. You know, nothing spectacular, 270 and a pick in the game, but led them down there, and they got a couple of rushing touchdowns and that sort of thing. And then the defense really stepped up, held Gurley to 48 yards rushing. They picked off Goff one time, and Deshaun Watson has been sacked 52 times so far this season. So I expect the Eagles to be all over him, put some pressure, and yeah, they've got Deshaun Watson. Yeah, they've got DeAndre Hopkins, both very dangerous. But I like this Eagles team, and I like, the magic that Foles has. I'm with you, Bob. I'm taking the Eagles 30-27. Two more games. Our fourth game is the 8-5-1 Steelers. My boys going into the 12-2 Saints. The Saints are a 6-point home favorite, and the over-under is 53. Tony, can my boys keep the momentum going after they beat your Patriots last weekend? I just thought I'd throw that in one more time and get a win in the dome against the Saints.
But you know what's so bad about that, man? Last week you didn't even pick your Steelers to win. That's the problem. I'm not picking them this week.
Oh, by the way, my father told me keep picking against them. Keep picking against them. Maybe that's the key.
Pick your own team to win, man. And now they got to go down to New Orleans. And New Orleans wants home field advantage throughout the playoffs. And, you know, New Orleans have been playing the ball they've been playing early in the season. But I just can't see Pittsburgh going down to New Orleans and beating them down there, man. I just think that their offense is going to just be too much. And I don't know what's going on with the Steelers. You know, they win, they lose, and they look bad, they look good. And so this week I think they're going to look bad. So I'm going with the Saints. Winning 34, a lot of points scored, 34-27, New Orleans.
Bob, who do you like?
Yeah, I like Tony's view of that entire game, too. New Orleans, after they had a very, very down offensive performance last week, you can't hold that team down too often like that, Chris, and they're going to bounce back big. They may put 40 up. I'm going to say New Orleans, how about 38-28, high-scoring game?
Okay. And, you know, look, I'm not messing with the mojo. Like my dad said, don't mess with the mojo. So I'm going to pick the Saints now. You know, quietly, what I'm saying, and what's in the favor of the Steelers is the Saints' pass defense is ranked 28th. So the Steelers' passing game, you know, should be all over the Saints. Now, they're number one against the run, but I think they're number one against the run because everyone can pass on them. Why run when you can pass? And the Steelers love to pass the football. So I'm all about the Steelers, you know, coming in and putting up a bunch of points. But again, not messing with the mojo. So I'll take the Saints to win the game 48-30, but the Steelers will actually win 38-31.
Same.
All right, our last game is the 11-3 Chiefs going to the 8-6 Seahawks, and the Chiefs are a 2.5-point road favorite, which is odd for a team to be favored going into Seattle. The over-under is 53. So, Tony, can the Chiefs pull it off, go into Seattle, and essentially eliminate the Seahawks from the playoffs by getting a win there?
Man, before last week, I thought Seattle had something going on, man. They were playing good football, and then last week they kind of laid an egg. And Chiefs, man, you know, Mahomes just a super, superstar quarterback. They got the offense. They got a decent defense, but I think their offense is what's going to put up more points than Seattle will be able to put up. Seattle playing at home is tough going up there at home, but I think Kansas City is a team that can be able to do that. So we'll go Kansas City. 34, we're going to put some points on the board. 34, Kansas City's going to put up 34 points in Seattle. Seattle only going to put up 17.
Ooh, kind of a minor Tony Collins blowout special of the week. Bob, is Tony right?
I think it's going to be a close game, but I just love those teams with their backs against the walls that are at home. So somehow I'm going to say Wilson pull something out of his hat. It's going to be one of these late scores or something, a close game. How about 31-30 Seattle?
Wow, okay. And, guys, you know, I like the Chiefs. Pat Mahomes is the runaway MVP in the league, in my opinion. No one else is even close to being able to take him out of that. Seattle's defense is ranked 20th overall against the pass, 15th against the run. Now they're 7th in average points allowed, so they're sort of a bend but don't break, but they haven't faced an offense like the Chiefs outside of when they played the Rams. And in those games against the Rams, they've given up 64 points in those two games. So I think you're going to see the Chiefs put up 30 plus. I think they're going to go in there and get this win. I'm taking the Chiefs 38-31. Tony, before we let you go, remind our listeners about the great things you continue to do to help kids go to college.
TonyCollinsFoundation.org. Go to the website. Do what you can. We're helping as many kids as possible in the upstate New York area.
Tony, take care. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year to you and your family. We'll catch up again in a couple of weeks. Hope everything goes well for you. I hope Santa's good to you, and I hope your Patriots lose again.
Happy holidays, Tony.
Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year, guys.
All right, Tony.
See you, Tony. That's a great Tony Collins. We've got our next guest, Chris Dishman, patiently waiting on the line. We're going to get to Chris on the other side of this quick station break.